Reverence is a perception, but it is a holy perception. The perception of holiness is not one that we use continually. It is one that we apply to religion, but not to the process of evolution or to the learning process of the human life. So, we do not approach the need to learn in all of the learning experiences of our lives with regard to their purpose against a background of spiritual development. Perceiving in this way is true reverence, because it allows you to look at what you are going through and to see it within the framework of the evolution and maturation of your own spirit. It is true reverence because it enables you to look at all the evolutions that are taking place simultaneously with your own in all the kingdoms of life and fully appreciate, or at least see very differently, how they unfold. For example, only when we see through eyes that lack reverence does the feeding of one animal upon another appear to be a cruel system, instead of one where species learn to give to each other, where there is a natural give and take and sharing of the energies between kingdoms. This is ecology, the natural redistribution of energy between kingdoms. It is only our kingdom, the human kingdom, that wants to warehouse energy, to use much more than it needs and to store what it does not, so that the balance of the cycle is disturbed so dramatically. Approaching and regarding life with an attitude of reverence permits the experience of being unempowered but not cruel. As you work toward becoming reverent, your tendencies toward harming others and other forms of life diminish. Reverence is a level of protection and honor about the process of life, so that while a person is maturing toward the journey and through the journey of authentic empowerment, he or she harms nothing. It is because we have no sense of reverence, no true belief in the holiness of all life, that life is destroyed and tortured, brutalized, starved, and maimed while we journey from unempowerment to empowerment. The destructions of human life, plant life, animal life, and the planet would be considerably diminished, or would cease, if there were an active principle of reverence within our species. If there were the perception within our species and within each of us that although we are engaged in evolutionary processes that require personal learning, that does not authorize us to destroy life while we are learning or because we are. We would not have the karmic energy of destruction, only of learning. Even though learning is contained in destruction, the karmic consequences of participating in violence and destruction are a high price to pay for it. In other words, it is not necessary to learn what we need to learn and have it cost somebody his or her life. It is not necessary for progress and the experience of progress to cost the destruction of nature.